Welcome to the School of Manifestation. I'm your host and teacher, Karis Leah. I'm going to teach you how to use manifestation to create your dream life and become your best self. So thank you so much for tuning in today, and let's jump in. Hey guys, welcome back. In today's episode, we are going to be talking all about authenticity and how this relates to your manifestations. Now, not a lot of people talk about this, and I don't know why, because honestly, it is one of the biggest key secrets to manifesting that you will probably ever hear, and it is truly getting to know and getting to the root of who you are authentically. Now, there are so many moments where we are kind of out of alignment with what feels right for us. So maybe we feel like we should be manifesting that super gorgeous apartment in New York City because it looks shiny and beautiful on the outside, and you see people on TikTok that live these amazing, beautiful lives, and you think, okay, well, it looks flashy and beautiful, so I should manifest that. The thing is it's going to be a lot harder for you to manifest something like that gorgeous New York apartment, sorry, tongue twister there, when it doesn't really feel in alignment for you. And this is a problem because there are moments where we are trying to force things and it's not actually natural or right for us to have that thing because basically, we don't really want it. We might want it on the ego level, but our soul does not really want it. And if you're a little bit lost, I will explain, so don't worry. But this is something to really, really be mindful of. And it takes practice to really get in tune with the things that you want and understanding the things that you want, because I know for me, I'm still massively figuring it out. The things that I've manifested, I'm kind of coming to the realization that certain things that I manifested, I tried to just manifest them because it looked good on the outside, but it wasn't really a genuine, and that's a key word here too, genuine. It wasn't really a genuine desire. And you have to really, really be honest with yourself about whether you want something because it looks beautiful and flashy and it will look good on TikTok or look good on Instagram, or whether that thing is your true soul's desire. Now, take for example, okay, I have two examples of how this kind of worked out in my life. So the first example is something that I'm kind of thinking about now. So one of my big goals when I was 14 and I was scripting, maybe 16, and I was scripting in my bedroom, was to live the life I'm living now, like to a T. Like everything went the exact way that I scripted. And basically what I wanted was my own apartment in London. I wanted a boyfriend. I wanted my friends to be around. I wanted literally everything that I have now and more. And I kind of designed my life in this way. I also, you know, scripted that I wanted to speak French and learn French at university and spend a year in France. I did that, like everything just kind of aligned. And I think I put a lot of those things down because they were true desires, 100%. But also because, and especially with living in London, I thought, oh, this is flashy, this is cool, like, this is something that is inspiring and, you know, just kind of like out there and fun, and I'm doing something cool and valid with my life, and I'm not, you know, just being boring and like staying at home. I'm living this like super cool life that I manifested. And we look to these manifestation teachers and they're like, yeah, I manifested, you know, my apartment here. I manifested living in this beautiful city. And these things look so good on the outside. They look so fun. They look so flashy. But there are parts of it that are not as they seem. And for me, what I was realizing is, you know, is even though for me living at home, my family's all back in the Bay Area, to me that was not flashy, that was not cool, that was not fun. My soul's desire is to be near my family. Like, it's hard to live so far away from your family. I've been living away from them since I was 16 now. And now that's almost 10 years that I've been away from them. I'm 24 now. I just miss it. I miss home. And I know that it doesn't sound flashy on the outside to like want to move home, but I feel like that is the next logical step that I want to manifest. And living in the Bay Area is not, in my mind, as exciting as living in London. It's not as, you know, interesting an opportunity. But sometimes, I'm trying to figure out how to put this. So the manifestation that looks flashy and looks fun and looks beautiful is amazing and exciting, but it might not be necessarily true and authentic to you. So you have to ask yourself the question, and this is the question that I've been asking myself the past couple of weeks. Did I manifest this because it would look flashy and it looked fun and, you know, I thought it would be something that kind of looked good on the outside? Or did I manifest this because this was an authentic, true soul desire? And the flip side of this is, whenever you manifest something that is for the ego, that is for the flash, that is for the fun, and like, those things are amazing, and you can totally manifest stuff for those reasons, but they always come with a little bit of catch 22, a little bit of a thing that is going to make you feel like the picture maybe isn't fully complete. And so for me, that thing is, of course, missing home, missing my family. And yeah, I mean, I'm able to be okay with that because I think, you know what, this isn't forever. I'm living out this manifestation that I wanted. I'm having a good time. And there is always the option to manifest moving home if I want to. But you have to keep in mind that the way your life looks on the outside is not as important as how it feels on the inside. So always keep this in mind when you are manifesting something. My mind is running faster than my mouth can catch up. Anyway, I don't know if that example will be particularly relatable to you guys in your position or wherever you are. Maybe you're a little bit younger and you're not quite ready to move out yet or anything like that. But if you're in the position where you are manifesting something, ask yourself whether this is coming from your ego or is it coming from your soul's authentic desire? Because there will always be a little bit of like that thing that you maybe didn't mean to manifest, that little bit of like, I'm not sure that's exactly what I wanted, if it's not coming from an authentic, true soul desire, soul calling. So let's talk about another example here. So I manifested being a fitness influencer back in 2019. And something about this wasn't fully in alignment with my soul because it was ripped away from me very suddenly. Sounds like it was like a really tragic loss. Honestly, it wasn't. I was just meant to be on a different path. But I very quickly realized that I manifested, and at the time, guys, I will hold my hands up and admit this, I manifested becoming a fitness influencer, and I was holding my hands up at that point. I hadn't fully been through my spiritual awakening, and I was like, at any cost, I don't care. This is what I'm, you know, destined to be. I'm destined to be a fitness influencer. I am going to do this. I'm going to manifest this at any cost. And you can manifest things that way, but I don't always recommend it because of the situation that happened. Depending on if you listened to a past episode or not, I ended up manifesting a mostly male following. And guys, for real, this is something that a lot of, especially, I mean, guys and girls, it works both ways. But a lot of people don't talk about this, especially in the fitness space. This is totally off topic, but kind of interesting. That people's following is not always what it seems. So some people may have 100,000 followers, and those followers are all creepy old men. And this is often the case with fitness profiles, because I know a few girls that I was in group chats with, and we would talk about it, and we were like, this is not what I thought it was. Because you see these girls, and they're just like, they have normal fitness pages, and it just isn't, the appearances don't match up to what's really going on. Because if you have an audience full of creepy men, there are no sponsorship opportunities that are worthwhile because your audience is creepy men. Not to mention, that's the least of your worries because it's just weird having creepy old men follow you. So, yeah. I ended up trying to delete most of the creepy old men, and it backfired. My Instagram account was completely ruined. And it was, you know what? I was like, you know what? It's fine. It's whatever. Instagram is Instagram. It's not a big deal. But when you manifest things at any cost, it always will come with a price because that thing wasn't coming from an authentic desire deep within me. It was coming from the ego's desire to have love, validation, people thinking I was hot, people thinking I was attractive. And when you're younger, especially, I feel like such an old lady saying this now, but from the ages of like 18 to 21, I was really, really like needing that external validation. And that led to a situation like this. So you will always manifest, when you're manifesting from the ego, you will always manifest situations that aren't perfect. They don't align with you on a soul level. And so there will always be these catch-22s, these little issues, these little problems that are just not right. It doesn't align. Like, it doesn't flow. It doesn't feel good. You're like, basically in those situations, like I was with, you know, the apartment, there's a bit of catch 22, and with basically the Instagram influencer thing, there is a huge catch 22. And these things remind me that it's so interesting how my past self was manifesting all of these things from ego. It was like ego, 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 ego. And now I'm kind of developing, I'm growing up, and I'm manifesting things from a soul level, and things are aligning so, so much better. And I'm kind of seeing a way more clear path. Okay, so the other thing that I was kind of thinking about is how the ego will be relentless when it comes to manifestations, and so you will never actually arrive at a place of happiness. And you might kind of eye roll at this because I certainly eye rolled at this kind of talk that people would give, but the thing is, there is always going to be more that the ego wants because the ego is insatiable. It is never satisfied. So you get one designer bag that you manifest and suddenly the ego is like chatting your ear off like, meh, 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 meh. Oh my God, we need more. We need more. We need an Hermes bag. That's not enough. That's not enough. And the ego will go on and on and on at you and it will not stop. And so manifesting from a place of authenticity is really important if you ever want to reach that target destination of happiness. Like, you have to be happy and grateful in order to manifest things because ultimately that's the point we want to end up at, right? And so I've seen people talk a lot about, law of assumption manifestation, which I talk about too, and it's amazing. But when you are manifesting using the law of assumption and you're completely, you know, disregarding gratitude, disregarding those things and kind of quote unquote forcing your manifestations into reality, you have to remember that when you manifest from ego, you are always, always going to feel that emptiness. Things are always going to be a little bit off. Things are never going to be perfect. They're never going to, you're not going to experience that perfect harmony and alignment. And I've been like kind of ruminating on this a lot and thinking on this a lot because I've been stepping up my meditation game massively, and it's been really getting me in touch with my spirituality a lot more. I've been meditating for 45 minutes in the morning since the semester ended for me, and it's been feeling so good. So anyway, what that kind of reminded me of is that no matter how much we can force our manifestations into reality through the law of assumption, and, you know, ignore me if you completely want to, this is just my opinions, you can manifest things, you can force them, you can will them into existence through the law of assumption, but you're not going to find that inner peace, that bliss, that harmony, because that is what, I guess, getting in touch with a spiritual relationship with the universe kind of provides, at least in my eyes. Because, like I've said, I have used the law of assumption to manifest specific people, which is why I teach about it. And I've used the law of assumption to manifest certain relationships and situations. And some of them I'm happy about, but some of them, again, I'm kind of like, why? Why? Like, why did I think I knew better than my higher self? Like, why was I putting so much stick into the ego instead of just living through my higher self that I actually, you know, want to be? I don't want to be the ego all the time anymore, because the ego is the source of my mental health problems, my anxiety, my depression, my all of these things. And I'm going to pause really quickly and take that back, because we never want to claim our mental illness. We never want to claim things and say my anxiety, my depression. The states of anxiety and depression that I experience sometimes are the product of the ego. So I don't want to manifest through the ego, because it's just going to bring me more of the same. And it's so freaking true. So I brought up the designer bag thing because over last summer, I managed to manifest a Louis Vuitton, which was kind of exciting for me because I mean, I guess, you know, I'm kind of older now, but like, I was never able to afford stuff like that growing up. That was super out of touch for me. Like, that was like, it was so out of touch that I was in the money mindset of like making fun of people that had those things. Like, my parents would always like make fun of people that had the nice cars and the Range Rovers and the Louis Vuittons. And they'd always have the money mindset like of like, oh, they're so pretentious. Who do they think they are? And you know, that's like a major, major block to manifesting material things. If you ever see somebody with fancy clothes, fancy cars, and this is a total off-topic thing, but never look at them and be like, oh, they're so stuck up, they're so pretentious, because that repels that thing from you. And it's difficult because I know a lot of people who grow up kind of, you know, middle class, lower income, you're used to just, like, we're used to just kind of making fun of people that have wealth and being like, oh, who do they think they are? But in reality, you're just completely pushing that away from you. So you've got to kind of embrace that. And every time you see somebody with your manifestation, just be like, oh, okay, that's mine. Seeing somebody else with that thing is an indication that it's coming to me. And feel happy for them and gratitude that the wealth and abundance is around you and just feel good about it and it will come back to you. So, side note, but again, when I manifested the Louis Vuitton, immediately I was not satisfied. I thought, oh my God, now I need to get, you know, this pair of shoes and this outfit and this and this and this so that when I go out in London, like I look the part and I look like this and I, you know, people see me as, you know, somebody that's like this. And it was just, the ego was going nonstop, like, meh, 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 like in my ear, just saying more. I want more. It's got this insatiable appetite. And trust me, it does not slow down when you start feeding it manifestations. We always think we're going to be happy the minute we get the thing that we want. I thought, you know what? My life is going to be complete the second that I move to London and I have my own apartment and I have the boyfriend and I have my designer bag and, you know, now I'm making more money. I am doing what I love every day. I'm at my dream university. Like, I don't mean to like go on and on and on, but it's every box that I wanted to tick is ticked and I'm not fully happy. I'm not at a place where I'm like, yes, I have everything that I want. Life is perfect. There are still things that I'm craving and missing. Like I said before, I'm missing my family so much. And I feel now all the time, oh my God, would I be so much happier at home? And the ego is always going to act this way. And so when we manifest things that are out of alignment with the authentic truth of who we are, when we manifest things for status, for, you know, just being, feeding the pretense of the ego, feeding the, you know, desire that I had to look like I had my life together in certain ways, it always, always feels empty. And it always, always feels out of alignment. And you will notice that feeling because you will just feel like you're missing something. So let's talk authentic voice versus the ego. So when I am in my authentic voice, it is not frantic. The ego is frantic as anything. The ego will always be like, oh my God, I need this. Oh my God, no, we need to make this purchase. Oh my God, we need to manifest this now. It will always say to you in your mind, I need this now. Whereas your higher self is really chill. Like imagine your higher self just like reclined back on the couch, just being like, yep, okay, well, I'm ready for things to happen when they are meant to happen. And it knows that everything is working for your highest good and working to basically either teach you lessons or help you, you know, developmentally, personally. And your higher self is just like, listen, my authentic desires, if they're authentic to me, they're going to gravitate towards me because we're on the same vibrational frequency. So it sits back, it relaxes, it knows that your life path has got you and it's okay. It's like chill with everything. Whereas your ego is gonna be like, oh my God, I'm at, you know, 40K followers. That's not good enough. I need 50K. We better manifest this now. Let's get to work on manifesting even harder because I need this to be here by June so that when I see my cousin Linda, I can tell Linda that I got 50K followers. You know, like you're, it's going to be like that. It's going to be like silly stories that are telling you that you need to have this and have that in order to be worthy. Your authentic self knows that you're already worthy and that when you're in alignment with the thing that you want, when you vibrationally match the thing that you want, it's going to come to you no matter what. And it knows that the things that are meant for you are already in your vibration. So think about it like this. So we have like our auric field and this, it's basically governed by the vibrations that we're putting out. Our authentic core truth, our core soul is in this aura, okay? And within that is the vibration of the thing that you want. So say right now it was really authentically aligned with me to eat a burger. It definitely isn't because I just had a Joe and the Juice sandwich and I'm so full. But oh my God, anybody else obsessed with the Joe's Club? So random. Anyway, those things are in your vibrational aura. They are there, imagine them like little stickies, like stuck in your aura, and they carry a vibration with them. Now, as your authentic self grows, this vibration also grows, and this vibration becomes stronger and stronger and stronger and will gravitate the things towards you. But here's the thing, no matter what, these authentic desires, they're already in your aura. You just have to nurture them. Whereas an inauthentic desire from the ego is really weak. It's not already in your aura. You kind of have to breathe life into it. It's not like meant for you necessarily. So, I mean, you can force it to be meant for you, but it's like swimming upstream versus swimming with the stream. Your authentic desires, you're swimming with the stream. Your inauthentic desires, you're swimming upstream, and it doesn't mean you won't get to your destination. It's just so much harder. And this is the other thing as well. Like, the ego will fool us into thinking we want these things, and we don't even want them. And that's why they're so unsatisfying when they actually arrive. Like, again, with the designer bag, like, that was something I felt like I should really value, and I do value it because it's such a beautiful thing and I'm so grateful and I'm so happy and I love it. But it wasn't the answer. Like, for some reason, my ego convinced me at the time in my mind, this is going to make you a million times hotter, a million times better, a million times cooler. It didn't. It was not the answer to anything. And the only things that will be the answer, quote unquote, to what you're looking for, that will feel like you're retrieving a missing piece of yourself and like putting it back together, are authentic desires. So let me think of some examples. So like an authentic desire would maybe be to have a family, to launch that career that you really wanted to launch, to fall in love, to nurture something, to care for a pet, to be an author. I don't know, like so many, there are so many things, and you kind of just have to tune into your intuition and figure out what these things are. One of the ways that I find easy to do this is to listen to the things that you loved to do as a kid. Like when you were 5 years old, and nobody told you what you could or couldn't do, what were the things that were valuable to you? What did you care about? Did you care about sunshine, playing with your friends, making cupcakes? I don't know. Me at 5 years old, I wanted to be an author, and I still think about that a lot, and that still really sticks with me. It's definitely destined in the stars for one day. Even my birth chart says so. So definitely something to think about. I really love writing. But what is that thing for you? Like, what activities did you do as a kid? Were you an artist? Were you just really talkative? Could you talk to anybody? Were you intuitive? Were you empathetic? What were those things? And then write down on a piece of paper, on a list, all of those things and the possible desires that could come from that. So if you're intuitive, what desires do you think could spring from that? Maybe you'd make a really good therapist, or maybe, you know, you're intuitive and you could do like tarot readings, or I don't know, anything like that. Just tune into those childhood desires, and shadow work is also extremely helpful because you slowly start to dismantle the ego stories. And my God, does it take time, and is it painful? But over time, you will get to those core desires and there's no rush because everything is happening in perfect timing. So you're not late, you're not early, you're in perfect timing. And your desires are meant to catch up to you the exact moment they catch up to you. So nothing is, you know, too late, nothing is too early. You're in exactly the right time. You're in alignment right now, listening to this podcast. Now, on the flip side, we all know what inauthenticity feels like. Oh my God. When I think of inauthenticity and ego living, I think of me as a 12-year-old girl caught up with, you know, the girls in high school who were kind of fake and not very nice. 12, high school, what am I saying? Middle school. Who are not very nice, and I was constantly pretending to be somebody that I wasn't, constantly afraid to tiptoe out of line, constantly afraid to do something embarrassing, and that is the opposite of living through your authentic self. If you are young now, you're still in high school, and you know exactly what I'm talking about, that feeling of like needing to fit in, needing to have things. This is so normal for your age range, and for anybody else looking back who's older, this is so normal for us when we're young, even me now at 24. It's so normal to be living in the ego and feeling this way and feeling inauthentic, and it's completely fine. Like I said, everything happens in perfect timing, so the unfolding of your authentic self will be in perfect timing, and you don't need to worry about it. Especially don't put pressure on yourself if you feel like you are living through the ego a lot, because I live through the ego a lot, and it's just, it happens. It's what we're, you know, I want to say it's going to sound really esoteric and out there, but it is what we come to Earth, what we're born into this life in particular to learn, is to have these lessons and experience what it's like to have an ego and grow into our authentic self through the ego. So just be at peace with that and understand that you're in the perfect place at the perfect time, and everything will work out. So that is kind of the difference between ego living, authentic living, and how it kind of relates to manifestation. I hope that this episode was helpful for you guys. I hope that you have a little bit of a clear understanding of all of this now, because it is such a complex thing to kind of wrap your head around. And I will just say, meditation has been the number one thing that helps with this, because you learn to observe your ego from a distance. And when you do that, then you're living in your higher self. So that's all I'm going to say on that for now. I hope this episode was helpful. Please rate and review if it was. And yeah, let me know what you think. Thank you guys so much for listening, as always, and I hope you have a beautiful day. Bye.